Sorry?
Yes.
Well, my name is Harry Royle. R-O-Y-L-E. Not R-O-Y-A-L. So that's cleared that, because that's to do with the telephone book. You can't find me in the telephone book if you look under R-O-Y-A-L. And I was born in Gibraltar in 1898. And left there as a baby in arms, went to Ireland and spent 6 years there, done my early schooling there. No, is that not?
Well, how does it, I'm curious how you were born in Gibraltar.
My mother was Spanish, there's my mum, and my father's English, and he's in the army, and a 21-year serviceman, and we were all born in Gibraltar, except one boy, and he was born in Shorncliffe, England. And so we travelled all over, you know. We were stationed here and there. Dad was. And so we, in Ireland, I remember my early, you know, schooling days. Started at 4 years of age then. And then my dad retired in 1907 and came to Canada. And we followed 2 years afterwards. We got here in 1909. The family did, but Dad was here in 1907.
Arriving where?
In Vancouver.
Vancouver?
Yeah, direct to Vancouver.
How did your father come to Canada, and Vancouver in particular? Was the land grants or anything?
No. He was with the BC Electric in the old days in London, England. That was the London General Army Buses Company. And he was sent out from the old country to his job here with the BC Electric, office superintendent. So that's how Dad got here 2 years ahead of us. And so then we moved out to South Vancouver, and then we came eventually after the war. I joined up. My brother and I, we all joined up, the four of us. And luckily we all got back. And I skipped a memory now. Sometimes I just get off the track.
I think you arrived back in about 1919?
Yeah, so we got back in 1919. There was no jobs those days. We got it back. We were the 2nd Division. And the 1st Division was sent home first, which was a thing that should never be allowed. They should come out as they went, you know. And we didn't get back, and there wasn't any jobs when we got back again. And if I'd have known that the Americans, when they came back, see, I left school to join up. I had lost 4 years of schooling. So I could have gone back into university. Not back in, but into university. Mm-hmm. To pick up that lost time. But they didn't do that in the Canadian Army. All they gave us for $360 gratuity, and that was that. They didn't treat their soldiers like they did the Americans treated their men.
So how did you manage when you came back?
Went to work for the Hudson Bay Company. Because there was no jobs, and I just went there counter-jumping, you see.
I see.
In the clothing department. And I couldn't stand I was made shop steward, and just over 6 people. And I used to go to lunch with them. Like, they all, you know, like the army days, you know. The sergeants and us were all one, you see. And I got called up on the carpet. And the manager said, we'd like very much, we're well satisfied with your work, but we'd like very much if you wouldn't go to lunch with your help. That's snobbery, see? So I couldn't take that. And another thing is, they said, we understand that you call each other by Jack, Tom, and Mary in the shop. We don't want that to go on, see? So I quit just like that. Because I was a little firebrand, you know, just come back overseas, and I That was my way of living, and I didn't want anybody telling me who should I go to lunch with, or if it was one I was supposed not to buy a shop steward. So I started a business for myself. In a very, very, very small way.
And that business was?
General store. Corner store.
Right. In Burnaby.
Yes. Where? And by the way, the Second War came along, and that's all my boys there, my gang, what we call, they joined up. And I have quite a nice write-up by, what's his name now? One of the fellows that writes in the paper, you know, get your name and all that. And they wrote us up about the Second War and our boys, you know, because I'd already passed through one war, and they were looking up to me, you know, as being somebody that knew something about it.